every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, my friends. Nico Bifas on the mic. How's everybody doing on a beautiful Friday evening, wherever you are in the United States or the world? We have a beautiful show coming up to you. First Touch, new edition, Premier League action, Champions League action, and of course, all the way down the road in the summer, not too far away from today, we have the World Cup, one of the biggest events in U.S. history, happening in 2026, and I'm super excited for it. Premier League action, Champions League action was amazing. Some drama coming out of Liverpool with Mohamed Salah this past week. Mohamed Salah being a little baby in a big boy's world. That's all I got to say. I mean, we're going to break it down a little bit more, but something needs to change in terms of how Liverpool operates. And Salah coming out and being so vocal publicly about his time, the club disrespecting him, and Slot not playing him enough, to me, is a big sign of why Liverpool has underperformed massively since the beginning of the season. A team that broke the transfer-free record twice in the same summer is below Manchester United on the standings, as far as I'm concerned. And all of a sudden, you have one of their star players, one of the players that Liverpool built a legacy around, Champions League winner, Premier League winner, coming out and basically throwing the coach under the bus after a terrible result, another terrible result for Liverpool. But yeah, it seems like we moved on from the Vinny drama in Real Madrid. He's the signing of his renewal, the new contract that he's looking for. Basically, the press is saying that he doesn't like Alonso. We moved on from that, and we're on to Mohamed Salah being a little baby just before the AFCON, the African Cup that's coming up for Egypt right now. Which, by the way, Jamie Carragher, because Salah came out and basically talked smack about everybody, including Jamie Carragher. He said that Mohamed Salah has not won the AFCON with Egypt, although he's in his prime all these years. So we got a great show coming up for you. Champions League, Premier League, Nico Beefs is on the mic, in good hands. We're going to talk about the drama, we're going to talk about the scores, and we're going to talk about what we see through these teams playing, great football or not. We'll be right back.
This year, give them a gift that helps them make the shelf, not a gift that ends up collecting dust on one. During Lowe's December deal drops, get two free select DeWalt tools when you buy a select DeWalt 5 amp hour battery kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop December deal drops today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/17. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, my friends. Nico Beefs is on the mic. Sports Byline USA, Sports Overnight America. Let's start with the Premier League action. Saturday, December the 6th, Aston Villa 2, Arsenal 1. This was a game that I remember saying vividly, if you want to be happy, just bet the over 2.5 and just be happy with it because both teams can score and likely this game is going to go over 2.5. Arsenal has had this. This I don't know. They don't feel as confident playing in terms of their defense, and they've given up goals. They kept a clean sheet up around Brentford, but now they give up two goals against Aston Villa. Aston Villa ends an 18-match unbeaten run for Arsenal, and that's crazy to me because if you look past to what teams Arsenal has played against, including the Champions League and the Premier League, to be unbeaten this whole time is absolutely insane. Matty Cash scores, opens the scoring for Villa. It seems like Matty Cash scores on all the big games. That's what I take away from it. Trossard equalized for Arsenal, and then Buendia scored a dramatic stoppage time winner for Aston Villa. Aston Villa now has got to be one of the best in four teams in the Premier League, sitting third with 30 points, just one away from City that's sitting second, and only three away from Arsenal. And all of a sudden, that gap that Arsenal had that looked like, oh my God, Arsenal is going to run away with it, and I was a big believer of that as well, looking at City, looking at Liverpool crumble. Now Arsenal is basically in big trouble because they cannot lose any more points and be on the top. So let's see what happens. Bournemouth 0, Chelsea 0. Weird game. Both teams having, I don't know, like I feel like Chelsea beat Barcelona 3-0. And since that win against Barcelona, they've played terrible. I don't know if they got too comfortable. I don't know if they ran out of ideas or the team against them are, you know, I guess, reading them well too well. But this goal is draw for both teams. Bournemouth has not seen a win in, I don't know, five or six games. I believe the 28th of October is when Bournemouth won a game last. They're seeding 13th with 20 points. Chelsea's still in the top five, but they got 25 points. Yeah, they're 5 points away from Aston Villa, that's third. They're only a point away from Palace, that's sitting fourth with 26 points, which I think is absolutely insane. Everton 3, Nottingham Forest 0. Nottingham Forest coming off of a big win Wolves away from home with 1-0, and then they go to Everton. Milenkovic scores an own goal really early on in the game. This was Forest. I don't even want to touch on it too much. I will say, though, that for Everton, where they're sitting on the table and what they aspire to do for their season, at the moment, they're only a point away from top six. And on top of them is Manchester United, which they beat a couple games ago. So I feel like Everton can, if they keep playing the way they're playing, consistently getting those big wins, I feel like they could be in a European spot at the end of the season, considering they're only playing one game a week. Manchester City 3, Sterling 0. Kind of an expected result for me because Sunderland had that battle against Liverpool at Anfield. They got away with a point, but I feel like this game did not have the energy to chase after anything better. Ruben Dias, Vardio, and Phil Foden were the scorers for City in this game. A very composed performance by City, I will tell you that, because they went up, they kept a clean sheet, which is a rare occasion for City this year, and they did have a big game coming up against Real. Putting this game away early was very important to them. Newcastle 2, Burnley 1. Things were very simple in this game, especially after Burnley getting a red card. I feel like the fact that Newcastle let in a goal towards the end was, you know, kind of like a blunder, especially considering that Burnley is hardly ever scores. They scored against Newcastle with 10 men, but Newcastle needed this win. They're still sitting deep in the table, 12th. Burnley in big trouble officially, sitting 19th with 10. I feel like Burnley is going to be relegated this season, especially with West Ham turning their season around and Forest looking to be a little more consistent under Sean Dyche. There's very little wiggle room when it comes to who's going to get relegated in the Premier League. Wolves have already gotten the ticket for it, sealed and signed, but I feel like Burnley is putting up a really good fight to get relegated. Tottenham Hotspur 2, Brentford 0. Great result for Spurs, especially considering that Brentford, they were looking for a big result. They lost 2-0 against Arsenal. They lose 2-0 to Tottenham Hotspur. They have a big game, Brentford, coming up this weekend because like they've been underperforming for a couple of games now. I don't know why people are so harsh towards Frank. I'm talking about the Tottenham Hotspur coach. I feel like with the injuries the Spurs have and with the fact that they're having Champions League football midweek, those games, whether you lose them or win them, they are big games. They're not games that you can kind of like take lightly. So whoever plays, they're going to play high intensity and then off you go to a Premier League battle. Tottenham Hotspur, with all that being said, he's sitting 11th on the table. They got 22 points. Now, they are deep, but they definitely make a run. And winning against teams like Brentford gets them ahead, in my opinion, because Brentford, before this game, was ahead of them on the table. So, great win for them. I will say, Richarlison and Xavi Simons getting on the scoreboard early on in the first half simplified things for them. I will say that Tottenham Hotspur can make a run. That's my gut feeling. I gotta leave Leeds United and Liverpool game, although it was a Saturday game. I gotta leave it for the end because for the next segment rather, because I want to talk a little bit about Salah and all that. So Brighton 1, West Ham United 1. A tight draw with both sides sharing a point. I will say that under Nuno Espirito Santos, West Ham is overperforming. And I'm saying overperforming because I don't feel like the roster is great. I feel like Brighton losing at home against Aston Villa made this game a must-win game, especially with, you know, losing after going up 2-0, resting some players in that game. Danny Welbeck did not start against Villa. So I feel like this was a game that Brighton absolutely had to win. They managed to equalize late because they went down 1-0, but it was a bad performance overall. I mean, you're playing against West Ham. West Ham is sitting 18th on the table. Brighton officially sitting 8th with 23 points, only 2 points away from top 5. But at the end of the day, Brighton's playing one game a week. You hear me saying that a lot. when you play one game a week, you have one game to prepare for. So you really have no excuse to go in there nonchalant, let in a goal, miss opportunities. You got to be hyper-focused. Danny Welbeck was 7 goals, third in the top goal scorer in terms of stat leaders in the league. I feel like Danny Welbeck has to get going again and try to make Brighton win again, because they don't seem to be know how to do that. Fulham 1, Crystal Palace 2. Big win for Palace. I did say, pat on the back for myself, that was one of the best value spots in the slate. Plus 180 for Palace. Palace went up with Nketiah. They went 1-0. Fully equalized with Harry Wilson. Me describing this goal for you would be kind of like an understatement. I don't know how else to put it, but just Google Harry Wilson goal against Crystal Palace and enjoy yourself. One of the beautiful masterpieces that Harry Wilson has put together. This kid scores not as frequently as Fulham would like him to score, but every time he scores, it's beautiful. So I feel like that's a reason to sit there and watch Palace games. And then Margie won it with a late header in the trenches for Palace. This is a big game. This is a big win for Palace. As I said earlier, they're sitting fourth right now on the table. So they're playing the Conference League. If they win the Conference League, they're guaranteed a Europa League spot. Can Palace finish fourth? Because if you usually finish 10th, there's even a chant about them. We'll come right back with Liverpool's Leeds. We're going to talk about the drama. Nico Beefus on the mic, Sports Byline America. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
First Thoughts comes back, my friend. Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. Nico Beefs us on the mic. And I did say I was going to save the biggest game, in my opinion, from last week's slate. Tottenham won, Arsenal lost, City won, and Liverpool dropped points. Nothing is new in terms of how Liverpool operates. And I did touch on it in terms of my opening to this show. Mohamed Salah coming out, publicly speaking against the coach, publicly speaking about how he doesn't play enough, how he told his parents to come watch him against Brighton, most likely his last game before the AFCON, Leeds 3, Liverpool 3. And the scoreline is impressive enough where you can just be like, wow, I'm going to sit there and watch the highlights. If you sat there and watched the whole game, you would see Liverpool have a great first half. Our first half was 0-0. Liverpool had a really good moment. Etiquette is trying to score. Liverpool's trying to get going. Szoboszlai started at the right wing, which I feel like Szoboszlai has got to be one of the most useful players in Liverpool this season, considering he's played right back, he's played number 8, he's played number 10, and now we saw him on the right wing as well. It's absolutely insane. Him and Florian were switching back and forth. But anyway, Liverpool has a 2-goal lead, I believe, 60 minutes into the game. The second half started, and we saw Liverpool coming out swinging. We saw Liverpool coming out and being the team that they aspire to be in the entire sense of the word. Intensity into their runs, pressing up high. Etiquette finds himself scoring 2 goals. One comes off of a really bad Leeds mistake, but who cares? They got up, and then he gets to beat the keeper on a cross, score 2-0, and put Liverpool ahead with 2 goals against Leeds away from home. Wouldn't you think a team like Liverpool, a team that has all these issues this year, getting a 2-goal lead away from home in the second half will put the game away, put this game to bed? Absolutely not. Leeds find a way. Konate, with a terrible mistake, giving away a penalty, has no business giving away this penalty. And I feel like their defense has got to be the line with the most issues, because yes, Liverpool has not had a great year in terms of their offense. They've only scored 24 goals in 15 games, which is underperforming considering who's playing up top. But their biggest issue is 24 goals given in 15 games. Absolutely horrendous. Leeds find a way to tie the game. They make it 2-2. And then Liverpool, a few minutes later, comes out and scores the third one with Szoboszlai. As I said earlier, the player that has been doing every single job on the pitch, playing from defense all the way to offense, with a beautiful finish on the bottom left corner, scores a goal and gives them a lead. And then Liverpool finds a way to give up a goal all the way to the end with Ao Tanaka. I don't even know who that guy is. I feel like he's a Japanese player that just came over from playing in the Asian leagues. I have no idea who this guy is. I believe it was a cross from the left-hand side. Second post, finds himself all alone, shoots the ball right on the floor and smacks it right into the net. All the Liverpool players are throwing their hands up in the air. Final result for Liverpool is 3-3. Isak is trying to score a header at the end of the game. No luck. It's not the draw, because Leeds is coming off of a huge win against Chelsea, 3-1. So it's not that, you know, you're watching this game and you're saying, wow, Liverpool dropped points at Leeds United. That's not the issue. The issue is that Liverpool is continuing to show that they're soft. They're soft mentally. They're soft physically. They're not playing hard enough. They're not bringing up the intensity. Do you want me to tell you how many, not how many, but which teams are above Liverpool on the standings? Sunderland, Brighton, Everton, United, and Chelsea, and Crystal Palace. I'm leaving Villa, City, and Arsenal alone because those are top teams in the league and everybody knows that. They're Champions League level teams. If I had told you in the summertime that Liverpool would be behind those teams on the standings 15 games into the season, you would have given me a straitjacket to wear and you would have taken me to a mental institution and locked me up. Nobody would have believed it. But here we are. And then the worst part about this performance is not just the performance, is Mohamed Salah coming out at the end and criticizing the coach. Mohamed Salah comes out and says, I've done so much for this club. I've done so much for this team. I've won everything, and I'm benched, and I'm unhappy. I think the coach is making a big mistake. I should start every game because I'm one of the greatest Liverpool players of all time, and yada, yada, yada. Listen, Mohamed Salah, if you're listening, I know you're not, but I don't care. Every Liverpool fan is thinking the same thing. If you're angry at what's happening, if you're angry at being on the bench, come off the bench and give Liverpool a win. Come off the bench and make something happen for your team and force the coach to start you. Just because you're getting paid a boatload of money a week, I believe Salah is getting paid, for my American fans out there, I don't know what you know about soccer, but Salah is getting paid nearly $350,000 a week to play football, to play soccer. And the guy, do you want me to pull up his stats? Do you want me to put up his stats just to laugh? I mean, Salah has had a horrendous season. A horrendous season. And he's not getting any better. And him coming out and criticizing the coach after such a bad result is basically like him saying, hey, sack the coach because I'm not playing enough. I'm not the main star anymore. Well, guess what? Slot. Although I've criticized him, I am so happy he left him out of the squad. I am so happy he left him out of the squad for the Champions League game because, listen, if you want to make a name for yourself, Slot came out and said, I might not be outspoken, but I'm not soft. And this whole situation at Liverpool screams that the reason why they've underperformed is that some players, including Mohamed Salah for sure, and I don't know who else, they think they're bigger than the club. They think that their personal success is more important than how the club is doing. And how can that be the case? How can a player come out after such a bad result, after yet another bad result? Because Liverpool has only had bad results for the past two and a half months. And instead of saying something that would unite and something that would say, hey, we're playing bad, I'm sorry, Liverpool fans, we're going to come back stronger. I've massively underperformed this season. We're going to do better. How can you come out and say, oh, you know what? The coach is not playing me enough. And I told my parents to come watch me play against Brighton, and I don't know if that's going to happen. Whoop-dee-doo, Salah. Nobody cares. At the end of the day, you're a player for Liverpool. I'm so on Jamie Carragher's side. Jamie Carragher, if you haven't heard, he basically came out and said that Liverpool essentially made who Mohamed Salah is this season. I mean, Mohamed Salah coming to Liverpool, he had played for Chelsea. He failed miserably. Went to Roma, had a few good seasons, and then Liverpool brought him back to the Premier League. Liverpool gave him everything that he's got in terms of his career and his success. Obviously, he's had to work for it. But at the end of the day, you can never assume as a player that you're bigger than the club. Is LeBron bigger than the Lakers? Ask yourself, if you're not a soccer fan, is LeBron bigger than the Lakers? No. How can he be? Is Jason Tatum being bigger than the Celtics? Absolutely not. No player ever has been bigger than the club. unless we're talking about Michael Jordan and the Bulls. Michael Jordan is bigger than the Bulls. Anyway, that was my rant about Salah and Liverpool. I hope you understand that everything that I said I meant, and I'm taking nothing back. Mohamed Salah, reportedly, after having a conversation with Arne Slot, is back on the team against Brighton. So his parents are at least going to come and watch him play. Next segment is going to be a preview of match week 16 for the Premier League. And we're also going to break down Champions League games. At the moment, I will say that Bayern Munich is looking like absolute fire. Inter Milan 0, Liverpool 1. Liverpool goes out after all this drama against Leeds United and Mohamed Salah being a little baby and wins at Inter. Huge win. Penalty by who else? Dominic Szoboszlai again. A lot of controversy behind the penalty, but I don't care. And Atalanta beat Chelsea. Chelsea in an absolute slump as a team. Lookman had an amazing game. Atalanta is very hard to play away from home. And I love a lot of people. They love the Premier League and they love to smack about other leagues. But the Champions League is a really, really good example that no team is better than the other on the day. Atalanta beats 2-1 against Chelsea. Chelsea is still looking for a big win. They're playing Everton this weekend. I really hope they win for everybody's sake. It's going to be a tight squeeze. When I'm looking at the Champions League table in terms of who's going to get that direct ticket from the top eight, Nico Beefs is on the mic. Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. Mohamed Salah, grow up. We'll be right back.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rewards reserved.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Nico Bistas on the mic. Did I mention that a player can never be bigger than the club? That's a rule, my friends. Never forget that. Champions League action, that talks about big win for Liverpool away from home at Inter Milan. At the end of the day, no matter what you think, this is a huge win for Liverpool. Salah was at home. He posted a picture of himself being at the gym working hard. Nobody cares. He's got to ask for permission to come back, and he's going to be again back against Brighton. And I feel like he should be a sub. He should not start. Slot's proven the point, and I love it. Arsenal, Bayern Munich, and it feels like PSG are the three teams that have secured a top eight bid. I'm going to put City in there as well. Arsenal, Bayern Munich, PSG, and City at top four right now. Atalanta fifth, Inter sixth, Madrid seventh, and Atletico Madrid eighth. But from, let's see here, from the 20th spot and the 8th spot, which is from Leverkusen all the way to Atletico Madrid, it only separates them by a win. And there's two games left for the Champions League playoffs, for the Champions League league season to be over. So I got to tell you, at the end of the day, it's anybody's game. And Real Madrid last season fumbled. Real Madrid this season is also fumbling because they lost against City 1-2. And I'll tell you something. The most concerning thing about Real Madrid at the moment is that they moved past the drama that was kind of a distraction from their bad performances all around. And now they've moved to just playing bad football. And it's definitely an attitude thing. Mbappe missed the game. He had a knock. For whoever doesn't know or doesn't watch Madrid, they lost 2-0 at home against Celta over the weekend, which dropped them even more behind in the league standings. And now we have Madrid losing at home again with City. I mean, if a team is not producing good football, they will start dropping balls and losing games. And that's what Madrid is doing right now. Their saving grace is always the Champions League. They don't look too hot. Can they turn the season around? It seems like Rodrigo comes out at the end of the game and basically tells everybody that, you know, we're behind Alonso. There's a lot of lies being told, yada, yada, yada. But we got to watch them play good football. Because if you play good football, there's no reason to come out and come up with all these excuses and all these like statements and all these things. Jude Bellingham said the same thing. But listen, at the end of the day, statements and, you know, big headlines that you make on the press are basically that cheap charger that you buy from the gas station for your phone, hoping that you don't have to spend $35 or $40. And you definitely solve your problem for a couple of months, but everything goes back to where it was before because that charger, that cheap charger, is going to break at some point. And that's where Real Madrid is right now. They keep trying to make quick fixes, and they cannot get anything going. Premier League match week action is coming up next week. Saturday, we're starting off with Chelsea hosting Everton at home. Chelsea at minus 150, draw plus 300, Everton at plus 400. Big game for Chelsea. I would say comfortably that the minus 150 on this specific slate has got to be one of the best values in terms of betting odds, because Chelsea beat Barcelona. They lost to Leeds. They lost to Atalanta, and they had a draw in between. I forget against who, but it doesn't even matter. Chelsea has to win this game if they want to stay at top four anyway. Liverpool, minus 140, draw plus 310, and Brighton sitting at plus 350. Everybody here expects goals. I expect Liverpool to win. They got to win this game. They have to win this game. I keep saying that they have to win games, and they keep drawing or losing. Against Leeds, they had the two-goal lead, and they managed to drop points. At this moment, it's very important for Liverpool to win a game. I don't care if they do it with 1-0. I don't care if they do it with 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 4-3. It does not matter. Win this game. Put everything to bed. Let Salah go to the AFCON so he can clear his mind. And the team has to move on. The fans are going to be there. They're going to be loud. Brighton is a good team, but they're coming off of two back-to-back losses against Villa and a draw, actually, against West Ham. It wasn't a loss, but it felt like one. So let's see what happens. Burnley versus Fulham. Burnley sitting up plus 200, plus 250 for the draw, and Fulham money line is minus 105. I gotta go with Fulham at this price. They're coming off of yet another loss, and although it might seem like, oh, you know, Fulham is a good team, and Fulham is gonna make it happen at the end of the day, Fulham can be in trouble. Fulham can be in trouble in terms of their position in the league, and they're definitely not, you know, a team that anybody thinks of as a relegation squad. But at the moment, they're only sitting 4 points ahead of West Ham. That's in the relegation zone as we speak. So if you go there and drop points, you immediately put yourself in a position where everybody's thinking, wow, we might be in a relegation battle this season. Minus 105, absolutely smackable. Arsenal against Wolves, Minus 750 for Arsenal, plus 750 for the draw, plus 1900 for Wolves to win at Emirates. One of the games that I expect a demolition. Arsenal beat Club Brugge away from home 3-0 midweek. I believe at the end of the day, Arsenal is going to win this game. I don't know by how much. I feel like being favored to win by 3 goals is kind of steep. I think it's sitting up plus 130, but I would not be surprised if this game is 3-0 at halftime, because Wolves is absolutely terrible. The only game I didn't talk about was United beating Wolves 4-1 away from home. That was literally one of the easiest spots to play against. Wolves is terrible. Have I told you? They have 2 points, 0 wins, and they've conceded about 650 goals in 15 games. So every time you see Wolves, just take the other team. Crystal Palace is hosting Manchester City at home. Crystal Palace has midweek games. They did win the midweek game, which I feel like is great for them. Plus 295 for Palace, plus 290 for the draw. And City on minus 115. City beat Madrid away from home midweek, so their spirits are up. You know why it's minus 15 for City in this spot? The only thing is because City is bad defensively. They cannot keep a clean sheet. I mean, the fact that they kept a clean sheet against Sunderland was a miracle for them. A week before that, they had a 2-goal lead against Leeds, and they blew it. And it was all of a sudden 2-2. No matter if they won that game or not, they're really, really bad defensively. Now, let me not talk about Fulham scoring 4 goals against them, one of the worst offenses in the league. West Ham facing Villa at home. Also, a very, very difficult game to judge. West Ham is playing good. They're not playing great, but they're playing good. And at home, they're most likely going to score a goal. West Ham is sitting at plus 265, plus 255 for the draw, and plus 105. With a little bit of luck, West Ham can win this game. They're capable of it. Now, granted, Villa is coming off of 2 games, one for the Europa League and one for one from the league beating Arsenal. But at plus 105, I got to say, Villa is the favorite. The only thing that is in question here is, can Villa match the energy that West Ham is going to bring on the field? And if West Ham decides to play an intense game, they can get something out of this game. If they're going to play slow the ball, if they're going to do this, like, sit back and wait for Villa to attack, they might lose. I would make it a physical game. If I'm in Espírito Santo, I'm saying, hey, they're coming off of 2 tough games, one at home and one away from home. Let's put it on them. Let's press on the ball. Let's make it hard for them to make anything happen, and let's try to get a lead early on. Nottingham Forest against Spurs. Plus 155 for Forest, plus 230 for the draw, and plus 180 for Tottenham. If you see where these two teams are on the table, you're thinking, you know, how can Tottenham be a plus 180? Again, European games are into play. Tottenham had to play Champions League, although it was an easy one against Slavia Prague. They won 3-0. But I expect Forest to go for it in the game. And at plus 155, they look juicy enough for me to kind of contemplate the decision of either putting some money on them or taking Forest or draw, which isn't as juicy as the money line, but it's still great value. Because at the end of the day, Forest, can they make a run and save themselves early on? They can. But at the moment, as we speak, every single point for them, you go and lose to Everton 3-0, playing this game screams that you have to play for points. They also had a European game in the middle of the week. They did win 2-1. Is Chris Wood going to come back? I feel like one of the biggest demises of why Forest has underperformed massively this season is because Alanga left. Gibbs White is not playing at the standards that he was playing last season. And at the end of the day, their roster is simply not good enough to play in two tough competitions week in and week out. They're just not. I mean, Igor Jesus is still their only true center forward. Their other two center forwards are injured. I don't know. I feel like this one a tough one to judge. Draw is great value, but again, I feel like Forest is going to go for it, start to score a goal, and then sit back on the bus afterwards. Sunderland versus Newcastle. Sunderland sitting at plus 225. Plus 225 is also the draw odds, and then plus 130 for Newcastle. Newcastle coming off of a tough game away from home, which they got a they actually got a draw 2-2 against Leverkusen. Late stoppage time equalizer for the Germans. Again, Newcastle's energy has got to be low. I love Sunderland or draw because of that reason. I am thinking that this game is going to have goals because Sunderland at home, they play very aggressive. They play on the front foot, and they seem at times to be unstoppable. And I will remind everybody that, do you remember the game against Bournemouth? They went down 2-0 at halftime, and some way, somehow managed to come back and get a 3-2 win. No matter how bad the form of Bournemouth is, that's got to impress you. Brentford versus Leeds is the last game on the slate for Sunday. I love Brentford money line. It's sitting at even money. Brentford is coming off of back-to-back losses. Back-to-back scoreless game, I will add to that. Leeds, on the other hand, has got to have great confidence. They're coming off of a 3-1 win against Chelsea and a 3-3 draw against Liverpool. At the end of the day, when you equalize that late into the game, it does feel like a win. I love the goals here. They're sitting at minus 115 for the over 2.5. But ultimately, the safest bet might be Brentford money line, because I do believe that Leeds can score a goal. But at the end of the day, Thiago has got to get back on the score sheet. He's been cold for a couple of weeks, although being one of the hottest players in the league, him and Danny Welbeck behind Erling Haaland on the scoreboards. And then the last game of the week, Manchester United versus Bournemouth. Manchester United sitting up minus 120, plus 300 for the draw, plus 280 for Bournemouth. Is this the game for Bournemouth to come back and win after having such bad results? Manchester United is coming off of a good win last Monday, and it's like Mondays suit them very well. We'll be right back with the two-minute drill. Nico Beefs on the mic, Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. First Touch. Stay right where you are.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Back, my friends. 2 minute drill. I want to touch on two things. Number one, I was reading an article the other day that Netflix, after failing to sign UEFA games, now they're eyeing Premier League action. And although, you know, their board came out and said, oh, yeah, we might not be interested, everybody in the world is interested in soccer action. Premier League, La Liga, Bundesliga, Champions League, and now the World Cup. If you're in the U.S., you're going to have to pay attention to what happens in the soccer world, because this game is about to take over anything else that's happening. And the NFL and the baseball, they're great sports, and the NBA as well, but their seasons are much, much shorter when it comes to soccer. Soccer is literally 365 days out of the year, non-stop action. So I loved the fact that Netflix even put their hat on that game. And also, I gotta say one more thing. We haven't seen that there was a new rule in soccer this past season that's been implemented, where if the keeper keeps the ball for 5 seconds too long, the other team, the opponent, gets awarded a corner kick. Now, I was trying to look it up, and I was trying to see if that's been implemented at all, and it hasn't. I couldn't find one game that rule has been implemented on, and I feel like it's been a great rule, because nobody wants to see the keeper hold on to the ball, delay the game. Great rule being added to the slate. Now, all I want is the offside rule to be taken away. Being actually adjusted, because nobody wants to see goals being canceled for offsides anymore. We all love goals. We all love to see them go in and not have to worry about the armpit of the player being offsides. Thank you so much for spending this hour with me, my friends. Nico Beefsis was on the mic, Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. I will see you next Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk about match week 16 of Premier League. We have Champions League action happening in about a month, and then the World Cup coming on our way. Thank you again, Nico Beefsis on the mic. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend.